We give you all that glory. We worship you. We worship you. Lord, you are worthy to. Everybody sing. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all. Sing the song, we give you all the glory. We give you all that glory. We worship you. Once again, so Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the glory, Lord.
For the last time, can you sing from your heart? We give you particular scripture, that particular text last week, and we are going to start from there. again this morning. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for all you've done for us. We thank you, Jesus, for the blessedness of redemption. Thank you for blessing every one of us. Thank you, Lord, because you are here. Thank you because your glory is fully in our midst. Thank you, Jesus, for filling this place with your glory and your power. We return all the glory to you, Jesus. I said that thanks, O God. We ask, O God, that our heart is open. We want to receive from you. We want to experience you. We want your touch. We want your visitation. We ask that you empty us of ourselves and I'll fill every space in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. So since last week we started, you know, the Pentecost flames, and by the grace of God, this morning again we shall travel by the help of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, that they were all with one accord in one place. Verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. The next rest. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like of fire, and it sat upon each of them. We have explained all this verse, you know, last week. Let's go to the next verse. He said, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with all the tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And I'm going to start this morning quickly by looking at the word filled. When we say someone is filled, what do we mean by that in the literal way? That you are filled with something. That you are full of wine. Do you understand? Eh? What's the meaning of that? You will obviously be under the influence of the wine. When you see a man who is full of wine, you don't need to ask the person to know. Literally, you will know that this person is filled with something. So a man who is full of wine, you understand the position of that person and the physical appearance of the person. So now to be, and they were all filled. Not half filled. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What is it about this fullness of the Holy Ghost in this verse? That as soon as they were filled with the Holy Ghost, what followed was that they began to speak with other tongues. So the coming of the Holy Spirit is not just to share a part of a man. It is actually to take over the totality of that man. So the fullness, being filled with the Holy Ghost, simply means being emptied of yourself. As far as a man is in control, is in charge, it delivers nothing but zero. So God does not give his Spirit. He didn't just release his Spirit so that you can catch him and put him in one side. The Spirit has been given freely to take over your entire house, your building, all taken. So the Spirit didn't just come or appear to sit in your heart. It has come for the totality of you. Fire. Fire cannot burn any part of you and you will feel it all over your body. If the fire is burning your head, you feel it in your leg. If the fire is burning your finger, you will feel it everywhere in you. It is impossible to be burnt by fire.
and not be affected bodily. All of
and anything that can attack your tongue has attacked every part of you.
That's how sensitive the tongue is. I don't know if the tongue is connected to several parts of the, I don't understand, but I know that this tongue is so central, it's so powerful, that if anything happens to it, it continues to feed even any part of your body. If any part of you is affected, you understand that literally you won't be comfortable. And that will be your general experience.
So they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
It shows that they were emptied of self. Because if you are being filled, there is no any other space for the manifestation of flesh. Do you understand? The Bible says, and they began to speak. In what?
In other tongues.
So you will understand why Paul in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 will say that
do not be filled with wine. Where is Jesus? But be filled by the Holy Spirit. When you are full of wine, you operate and you function under the influence of wine.
And that when you are filled by the Spirit, you are full of the Holy Ghost, you function by the empowerment of heaven. You function by the capacity of God. You function by God Himself. Because the Holy Ghost is also God. The fullness of the Spirit is the fullness of God in you.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with all the tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. As soon as the fullness of God comes in, the graceful expression of this. God cannot fill a man and contain, and such man will have the capacity to contain it. So there cannot be the fullness of God without an overflowing of His dimension. Are you getting my point? Just like a man who is under alcoholic influence, no matter how composed that man is, he can't still manage certain things. He's sitting in the midst of people, he's saying, even though he doesn't like what he says, he didn't want to really mess up. But he's just there saying what does not put him out to what does not concern. You will know that this one is under one influence. It is because that person is full of wine. So when a man is full of the Spirit, you can't contain God. There will be an overflow. Most times what they call miracle, do you understand? And nothing but the overflow of that fullness of God that will come. When you lack that fullness, you will struggle to do certain things. So they were filled, and literally, the Bible said they began to speak in tongues. And the Spirit gave them utterance. So it shows that this fullness propelled something in them. This fullness activated certain things in them. So what every believer should run after perpetually and seek after is nothing but the fullness of God every day. You are praying in the morning. What you should, you shouldn't stop praying until you feel that fullness.
If indeed you want to stay hot every day, make sure anytime you enter to pray for God, before you check out of the place, make sure you see the fullness. Because if you can maintain that, you will be on fire 24 hours. Every day, 24/7. 24/7, every day. And what every man must seek is that fullness. That little space you want to leave, allow the Holy Ghost to cover the other one, then you leave this one. It's so serious. It's a powerful one. The devil will take advantage of it. But be filled to the point that the devil has no place. Everything about you is just under that influence. Somebody say, I don't know, I really want to live
a holy life. I want to be right with God. I want to function. I want to do this one. That you can't express that vital works of salvation. You can't just give full expression to that life of God without the fullness of it. That little space you give, you just, you know, you keep up from the influence and the covering of the Holy Spirit is the area where the devil will continue to haunt you. That's why a man can be speaking in tongues and be fornicating. So you ask yourself, why am I doing this? You can't escape. What the covers, the kind of protection you have comes when you can immerse yourself fully in that fullness of Him. And as you keep yourself there, literally certain things that you don't even know can happen through you will continue to happen. It is an outflow. It removes. Now let's see exactly what follows this fullness. The next verse, please. Verse 5. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation under the heaven. Please let's fast move to the next one. The next verse. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man had them speak in his own language. The next verse. Let's be first. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Let's move to the next verse. Hallelujah. Are we there? He said, and how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? What exactly? Move on. Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia and in Pontus and Asia. The next verse. Let's go fast. It's a Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes. Alright, let's move to the next verse, please. Greeks and Arabians, we do hear them speaking in our tongues the wonderful words of God. That's where I'm going. When a man enjoys the fullness of the Holy Spirit, he can't stop speaking the wonderful words of God. So the outbreak of the release of that tongue in the upper room, the utterance they received, the meaning of what they were saying was what? They were expressing the wonderful works of God. That is what the fullness of the Holy Ghost will bring always in the life of a believer. So as they were filled with the Holy Ghost, the fullness of God propelled utterance. They were not saying any other thing than declaring the wonderful words of God. That was what they were saying. It shows that they indeed experienced God, God's reality and power of glory. So suddenly they were open to God. And so they couldn't just manage it. Utterance came. And immediately utterance came. They weren't saying enemy died. Oh, I deliver demon. No. All they were saying, Shagada Sovinadoskiapa, Ren Sovigabana Teskitaba. When some of you speak in tongues, you are speaking in tongues to keep them. You are speaking in tongues to close your eyes and you are targeting the devil's way. Anytime you are asked to speak in tongues, you visualize the devil. As if tongues are meant to only kill the devil. Honestly, when you do it, you speak wonderful things of God, fullness. And of course, if any time you receive the word of the Lord, like the revelation of God's word comes into you, what do you do? Glory! There is a joy within you.
Now, what happened in that scripture was that they could not contain what they saw. This is what they have been hearing. But now, in experience, they've been hearing it, that this will happen, this will happen, this will happen. But now, they were able to lay hold on the reality of it. And of course, they could not stay. So as they began to rush, come, brake, catosisa, renia, kumbra, angataba, they were doing all those things by virtue of what they are able to capture, or they were able to capture at that time. The Holy Ghost took them beyond themselves. I said, the height of the limitation of man is his faith. He comes, you know, the devil tried to just play you, and you live perpetually in the flesh. You can't see beyond your nose. But as soon as the fullness of the Spirit comes in, something will take place. And that's the fact that your eyes will be open. Your ears will hear. And as the fullness of the Lord gushed upon, ever's warm, and as you receive that fullness deep within you, there will be an outflow. Is it out of thy belly? Shall blow, shall be what? A flow of the river of living waters. The rivers of living waters. So there's going to be an outburst as soon as the Spirit fills you. As soon as the fire fills you, there's going to be an outburst. And the expression most times, you can't just comprehend it. So sometimes when you can enjoy this level of fullness of the Spirit, to the point that you'll be crying, you won't even know how to express. You don't get me. Like just tell not that you need anything. You have not come to kill one demon again. You have not come to combat the father's problem, the problem of your father's house. You have not come to ask God for money. But this time around, you just know what you are doing. That what you are doing is beyond you. It's beyond just saying, I want to, you know, there's this kind of thanksgiving. You come to God's presence, God give thanks. You know that you are there to bribe him. No, I thank you. I thank you. You know where you are going with. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you have done. You know that what you want to quickly deal with is the financial crisis that is happening. So God is that, you know, sometimes thanksgiving looks like a kind of something you use to just bribe God. So God, where you come, this is the matter. Not that issue. But this one, as soon as the fullness of the Spirit comes, you can, there is this joy unspeakable deep within you. So your thoughts at that time, it is just beyond what you say. So you have seen the tangibility of his presence is what provokes this dimension. So as you open your mouth and continue to press, speak. What are you doing? You are declaring, you are saying the wondrous things of the Lord. And as you keep doing it, digging, you enjoy more of his fullness. Because as you keep pressing in that dimension, you are open more to the reality of God. You are open more to the greatness of God, to the fullness of Him. So as you keep doing that, the presence of God becomes more real, more tangible all around you. You are creating an atmosphere that demons cannot just be convenient sitting here. So the fullness of God provokes that death in a man. So what you can't comprehend ordinarily as a man, what you find so difficult to just comprehend with your brain, becomes so clear to you. And as it becomes so clear to you, you will transcend beyond this realm of the mortal. Suddenly you will find yourself in that realm of immortal where sweet fellowship and communion takes place. So you will now understand why Paul says the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship is that the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Now, God cannot just be unraveled by our human knowledge and intellectual power or ability. So as soon as we receive the Holy Ghost, we receive God to understand God. The door of understanding and of wisdom will be open as soon as you are filled by the Spirit. So what you have been finding so difficult to comprehend or to connect with about God for a long time becomes so clear to you and clear. This time around, not just as an information, not just as something you are seeing about what people have been telling you about, but first-hand information. First-hand experience takes place. Then you can now look at us and say, wow, you feel God everywhere. At that time, you will lack what to ask. Because honestly, you will suddenly see everything you are looking for with you in your hands. Most times, if we know how much we have been blessed in God, do you understand? You won't just be bothering yourself. All you will be doing is to be singing and be singing melody in the Spirit unto God. Be singing and dancing in the Spirit. Can we all pray in the Spirit? Can we speak of the wondrous things of God right now? Just do it, everyone. Lobila baku segi abaragle kutemelata. Agara bara de kusi barangle hebru halibiaria salama. Aparato siki na bamba. Irobina seku brenga kubreheria. Ramana sei cobra kele narcisa. Mabusi kumbra gilatara. Le cobre kaba narcisu milata. Irobose kia barata. And the camera kesi suriata, le kobeche berebesi loma, I kumbre kebra ni suzepaya, le kumbre griakina nama, ukeli sei kalama, rinisi keli abanata gita jara, le kobi karabama di kobre linasa, andu sei kikima rama mandana keikata, le kuri abanalika, irika abanase ita abanadida namana, Tabalika, Irakelia Tabala, Tabalakada, Aratabase, Bukumila Casa, Randase, Kabali, Korumila, Salala, Rania Kaba, Radicata, Tabuata, Rabanate, Bosiko, Rabia, Rabukumila, Ikamanadita, Radaka, Rabitusa, Rabase, Casa, Tela, Rabuke, Brakiata, Aratata. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we are praying. What is it that Moses experienced? And he was with God 40 days. 40 days without food. What exactly? What was his experience like? That he was on that mountain with God and he wasn't thinking of food. There is an atmosphere. There was a glory atmosphere created. So as soon as he enters into that particular, he doesn't know whether people, anybody, you know, he was not aware whether some people were waiting. He was there for, you know, what exactly was he discussing?
And when he got there, he wasn't thinking of food. What he was saying, God, I want to see you. His prayer point changed. Those people were asking, Lord, mother, we need manna, we are hungry now, we need water. Then water, we are thirsty. We want this one, we were complete. And one man was saying, God, show me your face. It is the fruit. It is that kind of. Now, we are not just enjoying the glory cloud. We have all of that in us. We have God himself in us. So the fullness of him in us is a lot. It opens us up to so many things that ordinarily we could not have, you know, understand, or ordinarily we could not have been able to unravel. But now, they are laid clear before us. And by praying, singing in the Spirit, the goodness and the wondrous things of God, it takes us to power. We do effortlessly things that many struggle to do. We need the seed of peace. All we need to do is to sustain that fullness. As we sustain it, we sustain his fire. Because he is a consuming fire. So anywhere he appears, there is fire. The fire goeth before the Lord and consumes one another. That is the nature of the God we serve. So the fullness of him should provoke an unspeakable joy within you. And how do we sustain this perfect flame and live perpetually being filled of the Holy Ghost? How do we keep this flame perpetually? How can I sentence myself into this dimension of life so that I can enjoy the fullness of the Holy Ghost always? You are not just speaking from the little or the limited part of him that you have decided to allow to reign, but that you are giving out of the fullness of him in you. So there's going to be an overflow. Then you can always say, just like the psalmist, that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me, you know, I was just looking at the kind of condition that this man was when he was declaring those words. You think that I was not, it was not praying. What those things of it was only revealing his possibilities in God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. That man saw something. He restored my soul. He led me where? In the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. You think he was not saying only what I said? No. It was an expression. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Eh? The rod and the staff, they comfort me. Said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Do you think that word is just from the mouth of one empty man? That thou anointed my head with oil. My God, what? Run that over. Hey! I said it. That the anointing of God upon the life of a man is not that which happened via the pouring of the goyah oil. It is that which is released as you are filled with the Holy Ghost. So the fullness of God per time, every time, is what secretes this oil upon your body. People don't just know how you are doing it. So you can pour a gallon of goya oil upon your head and see maintain a dry head.
until you understand the secret of, you know, you being filled with the Holy Ghost every moment. Now they say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He was not trying to beg for you. Surely. He was too confident. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. And how can you carry the fullness of God and not enjoy the goodness and mercy of the Lord? He was not sure. Those things were not prayer points, because they are reality that he had captured by virtue of communion and fellowship. There's a level of confidence you enjoy when you can live in this realm of the fullness of the Holy Ghost. You don't lack flame, you don't lack fire. You stay perpetually on fire for him. You are full of his grace and his power. His glory is all around you, everywhere you go. That is what you enjoy. So how do you stop this flame? How do you keep yourself perpetually full of the Holy Ghost? How? Ephesians chapter 5. We are going to read from verse 19 quickly to 20. I want us to be very fast now. Let's be very fast. Please, if you are there, read for us. Ephesians 5. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns. Read from verse 18.
And be not drunk with wine.
Be not drunk with wine.
We are in excess. But be filled with the Holy Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns.
And spiritual songs. Come on, it's a singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. This is the dimension you enter into as soon as you are full of the Holy Ghost. Just like they were speaking, you know, he said they were speaking in their tongues. The wonderful works of God at 2:11. Speaking and making melody is a rhyme you suddenly break into as soon as you are full of the Holy Ghost. You continue to rejoice because the fullness of God is available. Nothing is strange to you again, no matter what you are facing. Those mountains will come, just they become low, because there is the fullness of God at work. Anytime you are down in the spirit, don't fight that situation. You only need to change your realm. Don't change, just shift to your place. And what is that your place? It's the place of the fullness of it. Of the fullness of it. And because you are already baptized with the Holy Spirit, what now authenticates this fullness? What brings the awareness of this fullness is the consciousness that indeed you have been filled with that life. Making melody. Which verse is that? Read it, please.
Speaking to yourself in
psalms
and hymns.
And spiritual songs.
Singing and making melody.
In your heart to the Lord. Go on.
Giving thanks always for things.
For all things.
Unto God.
And the Father,
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Can you see that? What will bring us into this realm? I call it the realm of rest. You want to enjoy divine rest? Embrace the fullness of the Holy Ghost every time. You want to enjoy the flame, the fire of God? You want to be burning for God always? Just keep that particular realm. You know, sustain that dimension of God, of the fullness of God. Be filled with the Holy Spirit by time and every moment, every day. Make sure you live in that realm.
perpetually. Perpetually.
Ephesians chapter 3, 16 to 19. Ephesians 3, 16 to 19. Hallelujah. That he will grant you
according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with mind by his spirit. Come on, by what?
By his spirit.
By what?
By his spirit.
So be filled with the Holy Ghost. Enhances supernatural strength in your inner mind. And so what will follow? Go on.
That Christ may dwell in your heart.
That Christ may dwell in your heart.
By faith.
By that ye being rooted and grounded in what?
In love.
What can help you to do that? It is the fullness of the Holy Ghost. It's the fullness of you. Uh-huh. May be able to comprehend with all saints. What is what?
The
breath and the length and depth. And height. What takes you to this level? Being rooted in love. And the love of God is perfected in you the moment the Holy Ghost has come to stay. So the fullness of the Holy Spirit in you represents what? You being grounded in love. You have been, yes, the love of the Lord was made perfected in you the very day you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. By his love, he sent his son. Through that love, the son died. Because of the love, he resurrected. Do you understand? And for the perfection of the love, he spoke to the Father himself, came into you. Get what I'm saying? So what that love will now do is that it will help you to comprehend what? With all things, what is the breadth and the length and depth and height? So you are not permitted to live in confusion as soon as you are filled with the Holy Spirit. So the fullness of the Spirit gives you access to these things about God. The next verse. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth what?
Knowledge.
Oh, what knowledge is he talking about? That scripture talking about? Eh? The human knowledge. He said, which passeth? He said, and to know the love of Christ, which what? Passeth knowledge. That ye might be filled with what? With the fullness of God. The fullness of his Spirit. In every man gives access to deep things of God. As it is written, eyes have not seen, nor hear heard, what the Lord has for them that love him. But it has been revealed to them by his Spirit. He said, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. He said, what man knoweth the things of man? Say the Spirit of man in him. So no man can know the things of God except the Spirit of God, which is in him. Can you imagine that? It's a natural man. Cannot know, cannot understand the things of God. Because they have been spiritually discerned. You can't comprehend them. They have been spiritually discerned. So by the fullness of the Spirit, we get access to the depth in God. So God is so deep that you need him to understand him. So the release of the Holy Ghost is not just so that you can function and continue to speak in tongues alone. So that you can unravel the depth in God. God is too deep that it takes depth in you to understand and unravel the revelation of him. Get what I'm saying? Now, for him to help you to understand him, because you can't search, you can't just search him, you can't get him without him. So the release of the Holy Ghost was like God releasing his depth into you so that his depth can be captured. Are you getting me now? Or touched by him? Because it takes deep to unravel deep. You understand? That is Psalm 42, verse 7. It said, deep. Collect
unto what?
Unto thee.
So for the death in God to be accessible by you, then the fullness of the Holy Spirit must be in place. And as soon as that is in place, there is a death in you that is on, that is able to call unto thee. The deep in God. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the death, the deep in God, can only be assessed or unraveled by men who knows how to keep and sustain the fullness of the Holy Spirit. The very day you shift a little bit from that realm of fullness, you continue to see less of God. So you see more of God. You are focused on more of His wonderful works and His blessings. The moment you keep yourself fully, you align yourself to the point that you are full of the Holy Spirit. It's clear to you at all? Is it clear to you at all? And the result of this is that there will be always an unleashing of this joyfulness. You are just so happy. You are rejoicing. Rejoice evermore. You are always rejoicing because you can see you are not limited. So is there any confusion in your life? I mean, is there any confusing situation? Is there any matter that you are going through now that you don't just appreciate and you don't just understand? You are just like, where am I? Instead of fighting that situation, go back to the secret place and pray or praise until you feel that fullness. Paul and Silas understood this. It was a mystery. And they were in that prison and they prayed and prayed. And suddenly the power of the Lord hit the environment. Every shape broken. Doors open. Gates open everywhere. Scatter. The foundation shook. Water. That praise was not born out of just a CEO coming from empty mouth. It proceeded from the depth of the Holy Spirit, the fullness of God. Do you understand that they have received? And what happened? As they began to pray and praise, shades broke. All the kings and whatever, it was deliverance for them. So the fullness of God's Spirit in the life of every believer brings deliverance, brings shame and shackles, takes away every pain, cut out whatever it is that is not of God. And that is why it is called the fullness. As if God has come to fill a man, He's not coming to just fill one part, He's coming to fill the man totally, holistically. And so that is why most times His fullness brings healing, it brings deliverance, it brings comfort. It attends to the need of the soul, spirit, and the body at the same time. So singing and making melody to the Lord, you can keep yourself in that realm. You wake up every morning, you're just celebrating. You behold the wondrous things and speak of the wondrous things of God. You open your mouth and you scream, Brahman, we saw the latter. Ragesh Kalabadose Paradeno. Ravakatok Sisa Kakesh Katisa. As you keep doing it, you keep seeing better. And one thing will always take place. As soon as the fullness of the Spirit comes in, it is called hunger. Do you understand? Now, the coming of the Holy Ghost is to actually bend in you a strange hunger for God. I said it that we are too light to comprehend the depth in God without God. So the release of His Spirit is like God Himself coming to sit in you and create that depth that is able to touch or call or interact with the depth.
that very clear to you? Is that clear to you? So, as soon as the Spirit fills a man, what takes place is that there is a spirit of God from one God. Is God coming to sit in you so that you can seek God? So that you can interact with Him. So, little thing will not work for you. That's why you see, you receive a revelation today, you are not just okay with that. It's as if the more you see God, the more you want to see Him. It is what that fullness has bettered in you. It has bettered a strange hunger. And one, every time you take a shift from that realm of fullness, the hunger goes. So, if you want to check if you are still very much in line, or you are still very much in that realm, what you need to share is the hunger level. The moment you discover that your passion for the things of God, your hunger for the things of God is no longer there, then there is hunger. Then you will understand that there is something wrong. But as soon as that fullness takes place, something beautiful will always follow. And that is huge hunger. Okay. You want to feed on the word. Why? You are trying to unravel more of the wondrous things of God. You want to see, you know. You want to see God. You just want to experience more revelation of Him. So the Pentecost flame has not been released so that you can bless. Honestly, it's to pet the spirit of God. That's what I'm just. Have you ever seen that if fire is cooking something, it will get to a time that as the fire keeps burning, probably you are cooking soup, it will get to a time that the soup will now be smelling, the aroma that will be coming from it will be calling your attention. Even if you are not hungry before, there is a way you enter into an environment that they are cooking. You are not hungry before, but this time around, because you can perceive something nice, there is a way to take your body. Just like, can I say immediately? You want to immediately? You be hungry. Not that you have not eaten, but because of what you can perceive, honestly, that's what the Pentecost flame does. As it comes in, continue to hit you. Like, you see more, you see more, you can perceive the horror of His presence all around you. And as you keep perceiving, there is this consciousness that will be bettered in you. And as soon as the consciousness is bettered, you want to stay and explore more of it. So to continue to stay and place and aflame for God. Keep feeding your hunger. Look for combustible materials. Look for flaming messages. Put them in. Keep feeding your hunger. The best way to set your fire burning always is to keep adding fire. You don't pour water to fire to keep it burning. You keep adding wood. You have it. Look for combustible material. Connect yourself. Plug yourself to it. Don't allow it to stop. Sustain that fullness. Sustain that atmosphere. Keep it up. As you continue to do so, you will enjoy what I call the ceaseless burning within you. And that fullness can be retained. And blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. That psalmist is Psalm 42, verse 1. It said, as the heart panted after the water, so my soul panted after you, O God. So my soul panted after you, O God. The next verse, verse 2. He said, my soul tasted for God. For the living God, where shall I come and appear before God? You are not just satisfied with little. How can you be satisfied with just the message of your pastor in the church? And that is what you hear throughout the week. Coming back again on Sunday to come and fill your empty tank. This journey must be from glory to glory. And if it must be from glory, we must sustain this hunger. And
by
enjoying the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So the more of that fullness of Him that you carry, the more hungry. And as you keep feeding your hunger with combustible materials, listen to messages. Do you understand? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Sing celestial song. As you keep doing so,
what are you doing?
That fullness will be sustained. You seek Him. So the fullness of God will always, you know, call for more of it. If indeed you are full of the Holy Spirit, you want to get more of God, you want to access more of Him. You want to access more of Him, because the more the fullness of the Spirit, the more, you know, your container expands to collect more, to receive more of you know, the revelation of God. And as you keep embracing this, there is a shift taking place deep within you. Deep within you. Deep within you. Deep within you. The fullness of God will also do one thing to a man. It is called separation. Jesus Christ will often withdraw Himself, like just get Himself off the crowd to find a time with God. Suddenly after His experience that the Spirit came, heaven was open, the Spirit lighted the one like a dove. He could not, even if He was ministering to people, it was recorded. So many people came to see Him. He withdrew Himself. He left them just to have fellowship and communion with God. And it was recorded that sometimes at the early hour of the day, He would always withdraw Himself to somewhere to fellowship, to communicate. It was something that better that. You can't just do that by chance. And this is how to stay full of God perpetually and to keep the flame, the fire burning without struggle. And that we must learn to separate. This kind of thing don't come in the crowd. Honestly, you don't say come. So the problem of men today is that they just come for this corporate meeting and they are impacted. They receive that fire. They go back home. They don't do anything about it. So there is a need for you to fan to flame. And this fanning to flame don't come in the crowd. It doesn't come where multitudes are. This fanning to flame takes place in your secret place. And that is why you must learn to withdraw in your secret place. As you keep yourself in that secret place, that is where of fanning, where that is where fanning to flame will take place without struggle. And if you can maintain this kind of dimension, you will know that you are set for living a life of fire. Remember that what happened at the gate called Beautiful, that gate of the temple, when it was, it happened because those men were going to pray. They were, that was at the hour of prayer. They were going for prayer. They were going to a place where they can find to pray. What happened in the upper room was not just enough for them. And indeed, if anything had happened like that, if indeed you have been filled with the Spirit, that is how it will be doing you. You will love praying. You will love studying the Word. You want to shine. You want to sing in the Spirit. You want to speak in tongues. You won't just be okay sitting down. No. You want to preach the gospel. So the God of that gate, they met that man, was expecting. Listen, silver and gold we don't have. They were so sure that there is something that there was, you know, a level of God, the kind, so sure of that they have received. You know, they were so sure of not the kind. And then they said, silver, look on us. Silver and gold we have no, but without this which we have, we receive. And immediately, the man who has been sitting on that at the gate for a long time began to walk. Remember, they weren't just moving about to heal the sick. I mean, that was not what led to that. They were going to the place of prayer. They were going to find to play. And they met that man at the gate. Strange things took place. If you can't separate yourself, you can't enjoy the fullness of the Spirit. So enjoying the fullness of the Spirit comes by what? By separation. You must learn how to keep yourself in the secret place and find the flame perpetual. This is how to live for Him. This is how to live. You must permanently relocate to the secret place. Make that place your habit. Sleep there. Wake up there. Pray there. Do everything right there. And there is a way that secret place can be maintained even when you are walking in the public places. Do you get my point? That the secret place is not just that one corner of your room. That as you go, as you move in the streets, you go anywhere, you know, you are communicating and fellowshipping with the Father everywhere you find yourself. You are still enjoying communion, fellowshipping with Him without struggle, no limitation. And lastly, how can you sustain and keep this particular flame? How can you, sustain this fullness of the Spirit? It's by maintaining focus. Maintaining focus. If you can't maintain focus, if you can't remain focused, you can easily be distracted by things in this world. There are a lot of distractions everywhere in the world today. And it takes a man who can maintain focus. And you know, if you want to be focused, embrace fire. And if you want fire to keep burning on your altar, maintain focus. The two, the eyes are afraid. Honestly. Do you want to be focused? Be perpetually on fire. Do you want to be on fire? Keep focus. Be focused. Be focused. Distraction can put out your fire. That is the fact. You are distracted by so many things. If you can't fix your gaze on Christ, fire will go. It will go down. So when you maintain focus, the fire will keep burning. Focus. You want to do so many things at the same time. You want to be here and be there. And so you wonder why you are not burning like before. You can't burn like before. Honestly. Because that flame, the Pentecost flame, is released for something. It's not, you don't just get it to fulfill your own will. That flame, was delivered for a specific purpose. And I said it last week, for the gospel. So you must locate your place and stay there and keep pressing and pushing. So as you keep yourself, you remain focused like that and you keep pushing. There is no how you won't enjoy the fullness of God perpetually. The fullness of God will be there perpetually. Before the release of this fire, Peter and other brethren, they used to, they will run back and fish again and do this one. But as soon as the fire came, fire helps a man to keep focus. You maintain focus. You maintain focus. You can just stay right to a particular thing and you keep pushing. You keep pushing without struggle. And as the burning takes place, there is this, alignment. There is, connecting. You are just so connected to what you are doing. And you can't lack the supply of fire. The Pentecost flame will always be there. And that is what the Lord wants every one of us to know at this time. That you are not ordinary, you are not empty, but there is a need for you to know that you must keep sustaining this very life. This fullness of the Holy Ghost you have received, keep sustaining it without looking back. And by sustaining it perpetually, you live an unlimited life. And nothing can stop you. You remember the words of the apostles. He said, we shall give ourselves continually to what? To the ministry of the word and prayer. Not sometimes. We shall give ourselves continually
to the ministry of the word. And what? And prayer. That was what they said.
Acts 6:4.
We shall give ourselves continually to the ministry of the word and prayer.
Focus. And as they keep doing so, signs and wonders following them, going about preaching the gospel without struggle. Our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He maintained focus. He was going about doing good. Even through the oppressor of the devil, oh God was with him. Going about doing good. Even those who are oppressed of the devil, for God will fire helps in maintaining focus. And maintaining focus helps your bottom line. That is the fact. You know, the life of Jeremiah was also a perfect example. His life was exactly. Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 9. You know, when criticism, opposition came so hard on him, he said, I will never speak in the name of God again. I will never speak in this name again. He wanted to reject his prophetic ordination. But he said his word was what was in me. Can we see that scripture? His word, please read it for me. I want us to look at it exactly the way we do. Jeremiah 20, verse 9. If you are there, read for us. Hallelujah.
Then I said,
I will not make mention of what?
Of him.
Of him.
Not speak anymore
in his name.
But his word was in my heart.
As a burning fire.
Shut up in my bones.
And I was weary with forbearing. Oh my God. He said, I could not stay. So, the fire helped him to maintain what? Focus. He went back and he was speaking the name of the Lord. This is what the fire does. And if you can embrace that perpetual burning, you will never be limited. You will never be limited. Can we all rise on our feet as we pray? Can you pray the Spirit, everyone? Maroko sikaba yila kaoria da suzela. Maro bilakano si zabarande kubara kabisa agabrokovina brani suvila kama nande suzaba rabatesi kopre kerua la baneta kurabatesa agabala da